Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella, Chloe and Grace with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has announced it will build two new youth justice schools in Logan and Cairns as part of their plans to curb rates of youth crime. The schools aim to deliver specialised behavioural reform, individual case management and rehab programs to help re-engage youth with education. Schools are expected to accept referrals and commence enrolments in the coming year. Premier David Christoffel stressed the importance of diversion. He said early intervention programs are critical to breaking the cycle of crime and we won't stop until there are fewer victims in Queensland. Queensland is facing the worst flu seasons in years with 2,800 recorded cases in the last week alone. Dr. Stephen Lambert, Senior Medical Officer with the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance, said people still have the opportunity to protect themselves. Since 2022, the Queensland Government has funded free flu vaccinations to address the decline in vaccinations post-pandemic. Of the 3,000 people who have been hospitalised as a result of influenza in 2025, 92% have not been vaccinated. Dr. Paul Griffin, Director of Infectious Diseases at the Mater Hospital, said the amount of misinformation about vaccines was very prevalent online, resulting in people having some hesitancy or scepticism about receiving vaccination.
In national news, this following story may be distressing for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners. The coroner's final report into Kumanjayi Walker's shooting death in Yindamu today. Northern Territory Police Officer Zachary Wolfe shot the Walpiri man three times while trying to arrest him and three other men in November 2019. Rolfe was found not guilty in March 2022 of charges of murder and manslaughter relating to his death and has since been dismissed from the force for reasons not related to the shooting. Walker's cousin, Samara Fernandez-Brown, said his death has devastated the community. We miss him and feel his loss deeply every single day. It will stain our country for generations. More than 500 current and former supermarket workers across regional South Australia will receive $5.5 million in back pay. The settlement between Yindanda Farmers Limited and its subsidiaries and the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association involves current and former workers employed across 23 regional supermarkets. According to the union, on average, each worker will receive almost $11,000 in back pay. It's one of the biggest retail underpayment settlements ever achieved in South Australian history, SDA South Australian Secretary Josh Peake said. Foodland Supermarket's CEO Franklin Dos Santos said EFL was working to ensure that past payment discrepancies are rectified as a priority.
In international news, the ambulance service on the Spanish Party island of Ibiza have come out saying that it's under risk of collapse due to frequent call-outs and to attend revelers going overboard with recreational drugs. The local ambulance union are calling for clubs to hire private ambulance services, with a third of all call-outs being party tourist related, on an island with capacity for 3.6 million tourists annually. The union says that in a city populated by 160,000 locals, they should not receive inferior service because of the demands of the visitors. For your weather today, the sun is blessing us with her presence in Brisbane. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land